The parak of Mizmul Saida that we recite should be said standing and with simcha, with joy. It's in the place of a taida. We came and we are declaring and recognizing how Kadosh Baruch Hu does for us nisim, miracles every day. Just sometimes we are able to see those miracles, and sometimes those miracles happen, we don't even recognize that they're happening. Okay? Continue the Kudsh Shulchan Aruch. V'varach tov ata ato Hashem Elokim. Yom v'amida should be said standing. V'chein Hashira, so too the Kshira should be said Yom v'amida. V'kavona, understanding what you're saying, b'simcha, with great joy. Became brachas yishtabach, when we say the brachas yishtabach, yamid, we should stand. Sif hei. B'Shabbos v'yontif, aim aimer mizmul soida. Shabbos v'yontif, we don't say mizmul soida. Nei shikarm tai the bab and the dava. A karm tai is a carbon that you bring because you donate it. Veim avin in the darm, the dava, b'Shabbos v'yontif. Those types of kabbanas were not brought in Shabbos v'yontif. Gam ein aimer yisab chalamoid shal Pesach. We shouldn't say mizmul soida n'chal moid Pesach. Neish ain't carbon tied the bars because you don't bring a carbon tied on Pesach. Lefish imat tied the trichel hava as sorry lach mechametz. With the carbon tied, we brought 40 loaves of different types of chalas, but 10 of them were chametz, and therefore, of course, they can't be brought on Pesach. V'loy be'er Pesach, and for similar reason, we don't say mizul soid on er Pesach. Kishem lo yuchel lo ochem adzman isu chametz. Normally, a karma taida may be eaten for one day and one night. Here, because it's Erev Pesach, and we already may not eat chametz by late in the morning, so if you don't have enough time to finish eating them, we're going to have to burn them, and we don't want to bring karbanis that we're going to have to burn and not have a chance to eat up properly. Similarly, we don't say mizmul soida on Erev Yom Kippur. Here too, we limit the amount of time that they will be able to eat. And again, maybe kachem lepsol, the karbanis will be end up burnt. The halacha, however, says the Prima Godim, if on Shabbos in Yontif somebody began saying mizmul soida, the halacha is that you complete it. It's no worse than any other perek of Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu that one may recite. Sivav, somebody was delayed in coming to shul, ad la'achash eschilu tzibur l'spalo, until the tzibur already began to daven. Means Baal could say that if he's going to continue davening in the proper order, lo yigia l'spalo tefila shemen esri imam, he won't be able to begin shemen esri together with the rest of the tzibur. And as we discussed in our previous year, that is the primary tefila of a tzibur, to daven Shemen Esrei with the Tzibur. V'ikar shispal Shemen Esrei im ha-Tzibur. Akein yuchel adal kishisbar. She's going to skip to, as we're going to learn. However, says the Prima Godim, if you're going, you can't make it to Shemen Esrei if you're going to daven everything. But if you won't make it to Shemen Esrei with the Tzibur, but you'll make it with the Tzibur, you'll make it to Shemen Esrei by the time the Shliach Tzibur starts the Chazar Sashatz, then it's preferable to daven the entire Tefillah, and you'll fulfill Tefillah with Tzibur by davening with the Shliach Tzibur. Okay? Ach, Birchas until Shidayim, Birchas Atayro, Birchas Alkai Neshama, those brachas, La'olam Tzorach, La'olam Mekayim with Tefillah, shall always be said before the Tefillah. And the reason is, because those brachas, there are many times questions, if you're going to say those brachas, if you're going to daven, if you could still say those brachas. So you're going to end up with a serious question. And because of that, the best thing to do is say them before davening under all circumstances. But kenem lo yomer bebeisoy, and therefore, if you did not say them at home, tzarech lomer beis haknesses, they should say be said in shul, even if they, at the expense, v'afilam ha'idezei yachalim spalam etzibur, even if that will cause that you're not going to be able to do tefillah b'tzibur. V'gam krishma in brachas b'shachris, krishma with the brachas, tzorach loy medavka kodesh shmoneh esrei, must be recited before the shmoneh esrei. You begin the bracha right after Baruchu. You spal kaseder arach shmenesrei. Say everything until after shmenesrei. Belish shem hefsek without skipping anything. Kedei lahasmak gulul tefila. The hainu goy yisrael shmenesrei. We always have to have a situation that we say the bracha of goy yisrael, which is the conclusion of the brachas krishma right before we say shmenesrei. Al shar brachas, the other brachas we call say the psuka de zimra. Believe brachas shama v'yishtabach. So if you're late and if you say them, you're going to miss tefillah b'tzibur, you can make them up after davening. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of Zayin. Once somebody said these three brachas, they put on talis tefillin. If he sees, if he's going to daven now, he'll not going to make it to Shemen Esri with the tzibur. The only thing that he could do is start right away with the bracha after of Yotzar, right after bracha, as Yaskel Shom. That's what he should do. However, the Mishnah Berurah says one should never skip Baruch Shomer, Ashrei, and Yishtabach, even at the expense of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Those three are absolutely essential. Vim Yesh Loizman. But says the Kitzchun Aruch, Loi Megan Baruch Shama Tila Dovid At Soifai. You could say Baruch Shama, you could say the whole Perek of Ashrei, Dain Hashem Kach Loi Lo Anvoi Vishtabach Yoimrim. Those are for sure, says the Kitzchun Aruch, the three paragraphs that take preference, should always be said first. Yesh Lez Man Yoyser, if he has even more time, Yoimrim Megan Haluka Kach Loi Kol Nishama Ta Haluka. Yesh Loi Oizman, you say to all halukas. Even more time, Baruch Hashem, he should say v'yarch David al shevet v'atecha. And if he has even more time, he should say yom ha'hodu ad v'hurachem. There are those, however, say that the shira takes preference over hodu. V'idalik at Avurachim Shekoidim Ashrei, and you should skip after the words Vurachim and the Hoidu till Ashrei Visham Yaschel, and then you could say, and then you'll say the Halukas. And I guess what you missed before davening, you'll make up, as we said a few moments ago, after davening. Same with Kabbonis, those that say Kabbonis every day, but are concerned that they won't have time if they say Kabbonis to make a Tefillah B'Tzibur. The order of the Kabbonis is Parshas Ketorim comes first, Ezer Mekoyimim, Braisa Rabbi Shmuel, Parshas HaKetoris, Merochad Abaya, On Bekoyach, Loilam Yehi Odom Ad Mekadosh Shmuel Rabbim, the Akeda, and whatever else. And again, whatever you didn't say before davening, you could say after davening. The extra prokim that we say in Shabbos V'Yontif, if you don't have a chance to say them, as the prokem that we say on a daily basis come first. And if you do have an opportunity to say on Shabbos some of those extra prokem, but not all of them, nearly the Shabbos Yom Kippurim, Mizma Shil Yom Shabbos, V'hala Agod L'Shuhoid L'Hashem Kitoiv, L'Hem Akadima, go first. There are many poskim who are of the opinion that Nishmas on Shabbos comes before everything, even before the extra prokim, and maybe even before part of the basic Psukah de Zimra. When it's not Shabbos, so the Halal Gadol, Mizma Shil Yom Shabbos, it's not Shabbos, is not as essential, but the Halal Gadol is essential. V'akach HaMizma LaMetzeach, L'dov b'shnoisoy tefillah l'moshe. V'chol elu ha-mizmoirim v'psukim yoyim k'anim yishtabach. Everything that we spoke about now should be said before yishtabach. U'lach g'ma tefillah yashnu k'ma shadilag. After davening, you'll make up what you missed. Rak baruch sh'ama v'yishtabach. Those two, ein omer l'ach ha-tefillah, are never said after davening. V'mra yishan filah yaskal b'chas yetz'or. But if you see that you skipped all of this, and then and if you're just going to start by Birchas Yosar, still Lo Yuchos Baal Shmoneser Metzibur, you're not going to make it to Daven Shmoneser with the Tzibur, Elm Ken Yamar, unless you'll rush and not Daven properly, then Toiv Lo Yosar Spalal, that what's better, Yisbal B'fnei Atzmai, to Daven by the Daven by yourself, Keseder, with the proper order, with all the tefillas, the Messinas, slowly, Ubekavana, with the proper concentration. The Paiskim discuss if somebody skipped because they thought they wouldn't make it, but they didn't need to skip as much as they skipped. The loch is, after they finish Ishtabach, as they're waiting, they can make up some of the things that they skipped. Sif Ches. In Baal HaBais HaKnesses, if somebody comes to Shul, and the tzibur began to daven psuk de zimra, then le talsat tefillin, and he doesn't currently have a talsat tefillin. However, for mitzapish yivoyloi, he's expecting that he'll get yochel spal gamke psuk de zimra. You could daven psuk de zimra without the talsat tefillin. Ukshivilei talsat tefillin, when they will be brought le nicham achi ishtabach, put them on after ishtabach kaidem birchas yor. Before you say Yotzar, you work him and put him on and make a bracha. Vimishyori, if you are concerned, Shibaichi Nechem, if you're going to put them on at that point, Yisakim Milzbal Shmanesim Tzibur, they daven the Birchas Krishma quickly. If you're going to put on Talas Tefillin, you're going to lose Tefillin with Tzibur. Yidalig Menuvarachim Shibahoidu, Advarachim Shikoidim Ashrei. Skip those parakim, which we learned in the previous sif, are the parakim that we always skip. We should say the main parakim that you know are essential, following the order that we just learned. Today, in order that you should be able to properly put on the talis and tefillin after yishtabach, before the Shliach Tzibur could say Kaddish. If, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the person we're speaking about, that only is going to put on Talas Tefillin after Pesuk de Zimra, is the Shliach Tzibur, so even though we just learned that the Talas and Tefillin are put on after Yishtabach, the Shliach Tzibur himself puts on the Talas and Tefillin before Yishtabach, so there should be no interruption between the Yishtabach, the Bracha, the Baruch Hu, and the Brachas Krishma.